earth, and sky.
What's important to us is that, you know, when you start out making a puzzle, you usually start with one piece. So you start at one, and that's what we'd like to do. We would like to start with one protein sitting on the surface or attached to the surface.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Chronicles of a Science Experiment, Episode 9. This season, we're following Aaron Strickland, a postdoctoral chemist at Cornell University. His research project is on nanotechnology, the science of the very small. In this Episode 9, Aaron's confident that he's learned enough about the puzzle-like system of proteins and sugar molecules he's synthesizing in his lab to be able to publish results in a scientific journal. So far, the goal of his experiment has been to create a kind of sugar that self-assembles crystals of protein onto itself, modeled after E. coli bacteria. Aaron, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thanks, Jorge.
Welcome back once again. And so tell us what's new. How's the progress going on your experiment?
Things are going quite well. Between myself and a graduate student, we've gotten some pretty good data on the S-layer protein binding to these synthetic surfaces made of sugar.
What new have we learned about this system?
We had a pretty good idea, and you know, other researchers had a pretty good idea of how these single protein molecules, the S-layer protein in solution, can come together and form this larger ordered structure that we're actually trying to repeat on a surface. And so we know a lot about this mechanism, but what we don't know is how these single crystals or, you know, single protein arrays end up on the outside surface of the bacteria. And so because we want to recreate that, we also want to learn a little bit about the mechanism for that. And so using some instrumentation that allows us to measure binding constants, or basically how strong this protein molecule binds to the surface, we've gotten an idea of not only of how strong that binding is, but also the mechanisms associated with it.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Why is it important for scientists to understand the mechanism of how something works?
Well, in a lot of cases, it's good to understand a mechanism for, say, a model system, whether it be the mechanism of a reaction, so how bonds are made, how bonds are broken. And it's important so that you can either affect that mechanism or that binding, for example, or you can predict it for other systems that are either unknown now or at least there's not a lot known. It's certainly for this S-layer project where we're trying to take single protein molecules and have them crystallize on a surface of saccharide, much in the same way that the bacteria do it. We need to get an idea of what the attraction is for the molecule to come down onto the surface. And some of the interesting things that we've learned, it goes with what people know about similar systems, but our data shows that a single protein molecule can bind more than one sugar molecule that's displayed on the surface. And that's important because if you have, you know, two or more sites on the surface that's binding one protein molecule, you get much different binding strengths than if it were just a single protein site and a single sugar site.
These sites on the molecule that's binding, how does that work exactly? Why does it matter whether it's just one site that's binding and whether it's more than just one, whether it's many sites? How does that look? What's happening there?
It might be best to just think of it as we've used several analogies in the past for this, you know, a glue for the protein, or I kind of like to think of it as a Velcro. And if you envision a protein molecule being, you know, one side of the Velcro and the sugar layer being the other side, the more of the fibers of the Velcro that you get to stick together on the two sides, the stronger that binding is. And we certainly, in the case of the protein, we want to know that because the stronger the binding is, you know, the less chance for air that we have. So it's going to be harder to remove it from the surface once it's bound really tightly. And so if we can understand that, we might be able to affect it when we actually start trying to actively recrystallize this material on a surface.
Now, could you maybe describe that step? What do you mean by recrystallize the material on the surface? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's probably more accurately stated as reassembled. So this material was once assembled into this two-dimensional crystal, protein crystal, and we've broken it up, and now we want to reassemble it. So this reassembly takes place by self-assembly. So it's a really complicated a mechanism, but in addition to this Velcro analogy that is relevant to the protein sticking to the surface, there's another mechanism that's taking place, and that's interaction between other protein molecules, other S-layer protein molecules. So one protein molecule binds to another protein molecule on various sides of it, like a puzzle. So in a puzzle, you have four sides, and each side's different, and they fit together very specifically with the next, with the other puzzle piece. And that's what's going on with the S layer. So there are some very specific interactions that take place between molecules. And so you have this basically growth of the S layer crystal, much like you have the growth of a full puzzle from the puzzle pieces. And what's important to us is that, you know, when you start out making a puzzle, you usually start with one piece. So you start at one, and that's what we'd like to do. We would like to start with one protein sitting on the surface or attached to the surface, and then add protein, and in such a way that the growth of that crystal is seeded, in a sense. So there's a single site for the growth of the protein.
You've been listening to Episode 9 of Chronicles of a Science Experiment. In the final Episode 10, Aaron wraps up nearly 2 years of research working at the nanoscale of atoms and molecules. Our thanks to Aaron Strickland, National Science Foundation Discovery Corps Fellow and Cornell University Chemist. Carl Batt of Cornell created the concept for this program, which was made possible by the National Science Foundation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.